Hey Mike, I know we got a little update on Jordan during the game. Is there anything else, any other information you can give us?
Not necessarily. I've checked in with the with Jordan and the medical team, and at this moment, we don't feel like anything structurally is taking place. So they're confident of that. Everything feels good. He's been getting periodic checkups. Everything's been great. He just has some inflammation. Got some inflammation, has some stiffness. It's really not uncommon with the recovery from this when you get back to competition. A lot of times this is done in a more of a rehab setting that he didn't have a chance to go through, and he's going through now. And no one's overly concerned. Went out and talked to him, obviously. Noticed he, no one went over, noticed good teammate, noticed he was grimacing a little bit. Velocity was still good, so there wasn't any, tell clearly a very positive sign. And he was emphatic about being able to finish the hitter. And I said, well, I'm sure I appreciate your sentiment, but we'll get you out of here and we'll finish this out with somebody else this inning. And so we'll go from there, Ryan. That's about the best I can tell you, partner.
Your goal, St. Louis Post Dispatch.
So was it the wince after the pitch just before you guys came out there? Because Chris was out there pretty quick, so I don't know if it was him shaking the arm or what caught your eye. I know you mentioned Nolan.
Yeah, Nolan went over to talk to him, and we went over real quick, and we were just kind of in the dugout, and me and Mad Dog looked at each other, and then Nolan went out and, just had, like I said, a little grimace, and body language said a little something that wasn't quite right, and he just, again, just felt some tightness, and the rest kind of we talked about.
Yep. When you say inflammation, you mean in the elbow? Is that where we're
Yes,
talking?
inflammation, yes. Again, not an uncommon occurrence. So we're being rightfully cautious.
That sort of answers my next question. Just the level of concern. The level of concern right now at this moment is caution.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, there's got to be some level of concern, right? I mean, but we've been working with him and the medical team the entire season, and it's not, I've spent a lot of time or a fair amount of time, in rehab programs with guys at the minor league level, in that program. And just you have your starts and fits a little bit. And again, he's doing it. You're seeing it in a during our season, whereas you might have seen it during another opportunity, which you would have got last year, but didn't take place clearly because we didn't have it. So anyway, not uncommon. Concerned, yes. Not, overly concerned, not necessarily. Neither's Jordan, but obviously we'll get follow up and support it or not.
The description you gave earlier today about Jack, and I believe the word you used was that he's aggressive with his heater, or that was about the phrase of it. That describes how he kind of found his traction today, aggressive with the heater and then able to kind of lower that curve on a couple times.
Yeah, great example of how we like to compete. Better as he went, better as the game went. Trusted his heater, aggressive with it. Started mixing his curveball in about the third or fourth, maybe. Slider was good, and better towards the end. A lot of close misses, and some balls that found their way through the infield that tacked some runs on him, but I thought he was really good. Again, better as he went, tacked with his heater, good life to his fastball, and really was able to bear down and nail down the last couple of frames to get through a quality six innings.
Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Jack had a couple innings there where maybe wasn't finding the zone, especially on first strikes. I know, but obviously it helps to get the run support he has. 49 runs that I counted through his six starts while he's still pitching that the lineup has gotten. They scored 49 runs for him. Just what does that do for a pitcher, especially one as good as Jack, that when you have that kind of run support, what does it do for the pitcher?
Well, I mean, makes our job, makes all our jobs easier. We score more runs. But again, our guys have the mentality of going out and getting shut down innings every inning, irrespective of what the score is. So, but you always, we want to play from the front. So it's, we enjoy that. The offense was pro at bats from the very beginning, you know, just really good at bats, and then carried it throughout the game, and good at bats throughout the lineup, a lot of contributions from all the guys. So just a lot of good at bats, and I love the hunger to it. Just kept eating and kept going about and taking quality bats and adding on. It was a nice job across the board offensively.
And I know you've kept Paul DeJong kind of in the middle of the order for, you know, pretty consistently, even among, you know, chatter about, you know, his struggles and moving him down and whatnot. So just seeing that home run, is that kind of confirm that, you know, he's kind of on his way back and your confidence in him is rightly placed?
Yeah, I don't know the chatter you're alluding to, right?
It's like on Twitter and stuff, just, you know, not among you guys, but just kind of just like, you know, all saying, right, why isn't Paul DeJong moved on in the order, stuff like that.
Yeah. I get it. I mean, you know, Paulie put a nice swing on three-run homer, hit two missiles right on the nose yesterday at people. Almost undressed a third baseman with a one hopper today. He's in a good spot right now, and that's what, you know, he's capable of.
Any last questions for the skipper?
Hey, Mike, is it fair to say Jordan will be reevaluated tomorrow? Is that the right way to go about this, or is he?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's very fair. He'll be reevaluated for sure tomorrow, and you know, I'm sure there'll be some further evaluation when we get back to St. Louis there.